I'm joined by Khaled Salah, who's just been elected to the new opposition council for Syria. Congratulations, Khaled. Does this mean that the opposition is united?
I think we have more of the opposition forces joining the Syrian National Council. Of course, the Syrian National Coalition, the SNC, entered into this coalition. Other opposition parties joined. I think now we can easily say we're at 90% representation of Syrian opposition within the new coalition.
It's taken a week of negotiations and some reluctance from the Syrian National Council to join this new coalition. What changed?
Well, I think we've looked. The international community had a problem that they were trying to solve. They were trying to figure out a way to have a unified mechanism to get support to Syria. The SNC was an umbrella organization, yet there were some opposition parties that were outside of it. We have many new local councils that were getting formed. Although some of those joined the SNC, I think the international community put some pressure on us to really try and take a leadership role and bring in more of the opposition parties into this coalition. After 2 or 3 days of negotiations, we came to terms, and then everybody, I think, is happy with the result. Really, the ball at this point is in the court of the international community. There were many promises that were given in terms of support, and we're looking forward to see some of that support. Ultimately, our goal is to get support to the Syrian people on the ground. That's what matters. And I think that's the goal of any sincere opposition party.
Do they offer arming the rebels as an incentive for you to unite?
There were promises of full support, and that I think includes different kinds of support: diplomatic, political, financial, even possibly arming the revolutionary forces on the ground. So at this point, we're looking at the next couple of weeks to see. We've done our part. We came into this with very open mind, going to be participating in it, taking a leadership role in it, guiding the new coalition with the experience that we've gained over the last 13 months from working within our organization and working with the international community. So now we're looking to the international community to fulfill their promises.
And will the new body control the Free Syrian Army?
Well, we already have the joint military leadership of the military councils, which a group of the SNC have worked on for the last 9 months. And now we believe that this controls about 80% of the FSA that's on the ground. We still have about 20% between different FSA units that chose not to enter the joint leadership. So we're going to be working with the new body also to bring those 20% into the joint leadership under a military council. That cooperates and is part of the coalition.
And how far away do you think some form of provisional government is?
At this point, we're looking to the international community to officially recognize the coalition as the one legitimate representative of the Syrian people. When that happens, then we will start working right away on a transitional provisional body or government.
Does this represent a turning point?
I think it's a major turning point. People in Syria, some were cautious, some were happy, but I think bringing that many opposition groups together was a major step, something that the international community have looked for in some time. At least that was the cue that we've heard over the last 13 months, that the opposition is not united. It is difficult to look at the new coalition body and say, well, the opposition is still not united. So. We've done our part, so I think now I don't think the international community can give the excuse of this opposition that's not united. So now we'll look at them and see what they are going to do.
Just tell me a bit about the new leader, Ahmed Moez Al-Khatib. Can he hold it together?
Mr. Khatib is a well-known figure in Syria. I've actually knew him through the internet for the last probably a few years. Some of his students are good friends and colleagues within the SNC. He really has the leadership qualities. We are gonna surround him with a good team that has the political savvy I think he has the qualities to bring this body together, to start moving. We're going to benefit from the experience of the SNC, the management experience we've gained over the last few months, to also push the new body moving forward. So I think we have a good team together to run the coalition.
Okay, Khaled, thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.